if Democrats ever try to impeach him. But there is a catch. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says he'd go straight to the Supreme Court, but there could be a roadblock. The high court itself ruled in 1993 impeachment and removal from office is Congress's duty alone, and that the founding fathers did not intend for the court to have the power to review impeachment proceedings. Democrats for now are not considering them.
Impeachment is one of the most divisive paths that we could go down.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling a Time magazine event they may eventually have no choice pending what investigations find.
But we're not there yet.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Sri Lanka's President Maithripala Sirisena is vowing to fire the leaders of the country's security agencies for failing to prevent the Easter Sunday suicide bombings. The issue is advance intelligence on the impending attacks that he says never reached him. 359 lives have been lost so far. Sri Lanka's Deputy Defense Minister Ruwan Wijewardene spoke with journalists about what has been learned about those believed responsible for last Sunday's carnage.
There are two groups. From what we gathered, the National Tawhid Jamaat, I think there has been a group that has split from that main body. And basically that is the group that has become quite extreme. And from what we have gathered is that their thinking is that only Islam can be the only religion in this country.
To stay up to date on all the day's news anytime, day or night, you can go online to voanews.com. And of course, you can always use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. The United Nations has published new figures on civilian deaths in Afghanistan caused by government forces. It makes for discouraging reading.